The director of the Holy See Press Office, Matteo Bruni, held a briefing for journalists on Friday to provide an update on Pope Francis's recovery from bilateral pneumonia. Mr. Bruni said the Pope's health is stable, noting he has shown slight improvements in respiratory and motor functions as well as in his speech. Pope Francis spent 38 days at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, returning this past Sunday to his Vatican residence at the Casa Santa Marta. In his first briefing since then, the press office director said the Holy Father continues to gradually reduce the amount of high-flow oxygen he receives through nasal cannulas during the day, accompanied by a slight reduction at night. According to blood tests carried out on Wednesday, the Pope's hematological parameters are normal. Pope Francis continues to alternate between therapy, prayer, rest, and some work activity. Mr. Bruni said the dicasteries of the Roman Curia are sending documents to update him on their activity. Every day, he added, the Pope concelebrates Mass in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta. Mr. Bruni said the Pope has not had any particular visits to report. He added that Pope Francis has been informed of the earthquake in Myanmar, saying he is praying for the many victims. On Friday morning, the Pope followed the second Lenten sermon delivered by Father Roberto Pasolini via video link broadcast by Vatican Media. Asked about the Sunday Angelus, Mr. Bruni noted that the text of the Pope's prepared remarks will be released by the Holy See Press Office, as has been done on previous Sundays. I'm Devin Watkins.